This is 88.9 KETR, radio made possible through listener support. Contribute today by visiting KETR.org and clicking donate. I'm Matt Menke, and today it's my pleasure to present a discussion with a songwriter and singer who's based in Fort Worth, and a man who applies his varied life experiences to his honky-tonk and neo-traditional country songs. He recently put out his album Magnolia, an ode to his hometown in Southeast Texas. And we're excited to find out more about him. My guest today on Notably Texan is Wesley Hanna. Welcome to KETR, Wesley. I really appreciate the opportunity to learn more about you.
Hey, thanks for having me, Matt. Appreciate being on the show.
I know that you've made your way to Northeast Texas today from your home base in Fort Worth, but I think your roots are elsewhere in Texas, aren't they?
Correct. I grew up in Southeast Texas, actually, so around the Houston area. Specifically, Magnolia is kind of what I call my hometown.
Yeah, hence the name of your latest album then.
Correct.
Yeah, there's so many places in Texas. It's just hard to memorize them all, but this was one of the first times I'd actually heard about that place. So it's a suburb, right, of Houston?
It is now. It wasn't always that way.
Oh, I gotcha.
And that's kind of the premise of the record, or at least the title track of the record anyway. So, yeah, great
segue. Okay, that's cool. Do you get back there often?
I do. My mom still lives there, and her whole side of the family, all my cousins and everything. So I'm down there quite a bit.
Well, we're talking right now on the campus of East Texas A&M University, and I know that you're well associated with the mothership of this institution in College Station. What did you study at A&M?
Yes, sir. I studied petroleum engineering while I was at A&M in College Station. Yes, sir.
Well, that's a smart thing to do. Obviously, there's probably never going to be a lack of need for that profession, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they've said it since the 70s it was going to run out, but here we are, you know, 2025, and yeah. still plenty of it coming out of the ground.
Your degree, I believe, has been put to good use in your day job, I think. Tell me about your non-music profession.
Yes, so I am, again, studied petroleum engineering, and I've kind of worked my way up the ladder, so to speak, and currently I'm VP of engineering for a family-based oil company in Fort Worth.
Okay, well, that's definitely feels like a stable thing to have going on with to balance the instability of a singer-songwriter gig, I would say.
Correct. It definitely helps keep the lights on and all
okay.
Gas in the tank, you know.
Very nice, man. Well, I believe you got your first guitar in your teens, but it wasn't until college that you really started taking music a little more seriously?
Yeah, I was actually 17. It was on my 17th birthday, and my mom bought me a guitar, pawn shop guitar, to see, hey, you know, am I going to take to this or not? And I did. I sat down, and every day I think I played that thing for at least an hour and got to where I felt comfortable enough to play in front of people, and that probably came around the time I was 18, getting ready to leave for college. And then when I left for college, got into, got into writing songs, and then, of course, playing for people at parties and such, and the things you do when you're in college and you're that guy on the couch with the guitar.
Yeah.
Everybody loves or loathes, depending on who you are.
Yes.
At the party. So did a lot of that, and then open mics, you know, graduated from there and just kept growing it.
What kind of stuff were you into when you were growing up? Because I know sometimes people have a diverse, you know, music background that's not always the music that they make now. You might have been into different stuff when you were younger.
Oh, all kinds of stuff, man. All over the map. But I've always loved country music since I was a kid. My parents, actually, we listened to a lot of classic rock. That was mostly what was on. But, again, I grew up loving country music, and I was a weird kid, man. I loved the stuff that, like, my grandpa listened to. It wasn't just, I mean, I also loved, you know, that time when I was young, it was the 90s country boom, and you had George Strait and Clint Black, you know, Garth Brooks, Alan Jackson, Reba, all these, you know, just this kind of neo-traditional Randy Travis, all that was, you know, they were big back then. So that was on the radio, and that kind of got me into loving country music to begin with. But, I mean, when I was in high school, man, I was listening to all kinds of stuff, you name it, rap music to anything.
Okay. Well, it's always cool to hear about this, because people, of course, tend to assume, well, this guy makes country music, so he's only into that. But it's, you know, there's a interesting road that gets people to where they are, you know.
I'll invite them to the karaoke bar, and they can see another side of me.
There you go. Nice. We're talking with Wesley Hanna on KETR. His latest album is called Magnolia. You put out your first record, I believe, in 2007, but you kind of put music to the side for a time to focus on your career in West Texas. So what inspired you to get back into music a couple of years ago?
Yeah, I just, you know, I never stopped loving it. And I was so busy when I got out of school and started working in the oil fields. And I was literally working in the oil fields, so felt like a touring musician, you know, sleeping in my truck and not in my bed. And, did I pack enough socks for this week? All that. And just those things were definitely lived that life for a few years. And so didn't really have the time to do it. And then when I got to where I was more in an office job and had a little bit more stable work schedule, I could afford to do things like, you know, play at church and wherever I could. And out in West Texas, there's not a huge music scene, but you know, you've got the barbecue joints or something like that where people are, you know, they'll have live music, and that was fun. And I would do that. And we had a little country music festival at our church that we put on, and that was a big deal that me and a bunch of the members that were all musical would get together and learn all the country songs we could and play. And just so much fun. And that's kind of how I got back into it. But I really got back into playing live shows out after we moved to Fort Worth. And that was just a couple of years before COVID happened. And so, and my youngest son was born. I mean, it was bam, bam. We moved, and then he was born. And so, and then COVID. And so after all that craziness kind of settled down, I kind of started trying to write songs again or get back into it a little bit. And one of my friends, of course, everything was locked down. You couldn't do anything. There was nothing to do. And he was like, "Hey, you know, what if we had a little concert in your backyard?" And had a PA and said, "Yeah, man, let's do it." And then it became a weekly thing. And then I started, man, I really miss doing this. So when things started opening back up, I really started getting back out there. And he even got to do a little thing on the radio too with one of the radio stations in Fort Worth. They were doing a little local music deal and all that. I mean, all that kind of sparked my love for it again.
Yeah, so. Reignited the fire. Very exactly. Nice. And I know how you songwriters are. Song ideas are always coming, you know. Even if you're not actively songwriting, it's like, oh, yeah. Man, that's going into a lyric somewhere, you know.
Somewhere, that's right.
So your newest record, Magnolia, has some talented personnel behind it. Do you want to talk about who you worked with on the album?
Absolutely. I can sing all their praises. They're all amazing musicians. First of all, Pat Mansky was the producer and engineer and also played some drums on there as well. He's a great drummer. Yeah, he runs the Zone recording studio in Dripping Springs. And so it's always a pleasure to work with Pat. I've done all of my records with him. Such a great ear. And he brought in Scrappy Judd Newcomb, who is, I mean, if you listen to Americana music, you've heard a lot of Scrappy's guitar work. you know, he's Ray Wiley, Walt Wilkins. I'm just naming a few. Adam Carroll. Some of my favorites. And he's a master guitar player. I mean, he can sit down and make anything sound good. It's just he in tone and everything. So he's great. And he's on the last two records we've done, he's played on there. I got my wife, Stacy. She started playing bass with me after my last record. Picked up the upright bass, which she played when she was a kid.
Okay.
And picked it back up. And so she's playing bass in the band. And so she played bass on the record. And then we have a fiddle player, Michael Durkin. He did, we kind of recorded it two segments. We did one in 24, you know, five songs in 24, and then five songs in 25 to finish up the record. And the first round of songs, Michael and his wife were expecting a baby and had all that going on. So he wasn't able to, weren't able to get him in the studio. So we had to call an audible, and we got Cody Braun from Reckless Kelly.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I didn't know that was a possibility. That's
pretty good backup, you know?
Absolutely. He's a pro. And we had my friend of ours, Pablo Trujillo, he's with Mickey and the Motor Cars, play Steel on it. So he came in the studio, and him playing with one of the Bronze, obviously he had the connection to Cody. So that helped out. And then our good friend, Courtney Patton, she came in and did the harmonies, which if you ever, I mean, she's probably the best harmony singer in this business, I feel like. And she also agreed to do a duet that I wrote, and so that was awesome and turned out really well.
Did I see something about Lloyd Maines too, or?
Yes, yeah, Lloyd, and I've had Lloyd on all my records. My last record, Brand New Love Potion, he played all the pedal steel on that. This time we had him come in and do some dobro on that one because we had Pablo in the studio with us and doing that. And so, but yeah, I'm a huge Lloyd fan.
I was going to say, I mean, almost any record in Texas has Lloyd's fingers on it somehow.
It does, man. And yeah, I mean, Lloyd Maines has been a huge influence on me, and I'm a big, you know, nerd on that kind of stuff. Liner notes, I love digging into that stuff. And
yeah,
you can go just open up almost any Americana Texas country album, you're going to see his name on there.
That is for sure. The duet that you did with Courtney Patton, this song, Life in Three-Quarter Time. How did this one come about?
Yeah, I was sitting there. I write a lot of songs when I'm doing something that doesn't require a ton of just mental capacity. And I was doing something, doing some work on the back, just on the back porch and hanging out. And I got an idea on a Sunday afternoon, lazy Sunday afternoon, got this idea. And I just started writing it down, and I said, man, this needs to be a duet. So I wrote it as a duet, and it's kind of a play on a continuation, maybe, if you will, on an old Clint Black song called Nobody's Home. It's one of my favorites of his, and I was just trying to write it from the perspective of the couple and not just the man's perspective. And so I got finished up and played it for my wife and said, hey, you know, who do you think? She said, who would you get? If we could get anybody on here, who would you get? And I said, well, I'd ask Courtney first.
Okay.
Fortunately, she said yes. So
we are thrilled to have Wesley Hanna in studio with us here today. Now, you, of course, don't live here in Northeast Texas, so you don't get to tune in here all the time. So I just wanted to let you know this is a non-commercial, listener-supported radio station. And Wesley, we're in the midst of Notably Texan November, which is a time for music lovers and fans of all styles of music by Texans to contribute so that we can keep discoveries like you on the air. So I wanted to ask you, as a independent artist, have you found that stations like this make a big difference in getting your music out there?
Absolutely. I found some of my favorite artists on public radio. Grew up listening to public radio in the Houston area, and I can tell you right now that was a big part of my life and upbringing. And I can't say enough about y'all can get out and support and help these guys bridge that gap, or they can get keep making this great programming and get artists that that otherwise wouldn't see that this kind of exposure, some interviews and chance to play their music for you.
Yeah, of course, we're dealing with a new reality right now with a different way that public radio is having to fund itself, no longer receiving support from the federal government right now. So, I mean, do you think a lot of people take this for granted? I think, you know, we are celebrating our 50th year on this radio station here in 2025, in fact, and it's so easy to take it for granted because it's just always been there, you know? So, I mean, you do believe that, you know, KETR is something that should be supported by the Northeast Texas community in any way they can?
Absolutely. And I mean, unless you just want to listen to commercials every other song, I would say yes, please, please do. And again, like I said, y'all give that platform to folks that otherwise wouldn't hear it from a lot of the corporate radio that, you know, it's unless you want to listen to the same song every 30 minutes, I think this is where it's at, my opinion.
Hey, we hope you'll make a gift today at KETR.org and make a difference during Notably Texan November. So, Wesley Hanna, I was looking at your upcoming performances, and I didn't see any that are in our immediate area here in Northeast Texas, but you do have some gigs in Texas coming up in the somewhat near future, and I'm putting you on the spot because I know you don't have a calendar in front of you or anything, but do you know of any upcoming shows that you wanted to mention?
Yes, probably the closest one would be down around my hometown of Magnolia. We're playing the legendary Henry's Hideout out in it's in between Magnolia and Plantersville, and it is quite the place. It's special to me, kind of a family watering hole, if you will. My grandfather hung out there, my uncles and aunts and my mom and cousins and everybody has spent a lot of time in that place. So it's really cool to get to play one of those old dance halls. That's what I'm fond of.
Okay, cool. I imagine we can keep up with your shows and a bunch of other stuff on your website, right?
Absolutely, yes. You can go to wesleyhannamusic.com. It's all displayed there. And I post all that through a little app called Bands in Town, which is a great resource. And you can actually download Bands in Town, the app, and it's free. You sign up and you can go, you know, like all your artists that you follow, or you can even sync it with, different things you use if you stream music or whatever it is, there's lots of different ways to link it to stuff. And it helps you follow the artist you like, and it will tell you, kind of alert you when there's shows in your area. So it's a really great resource.
And I just want to, I'm sure you've run into this. I fell into this silly trap of trying to spell your last name wrong. So I just wanted to clarify for everybody, it's H-A-N-N-A.
Yes, you cannot spell it backwards.
There you go. Yeah, there's not an H on the end, which my mind just wanted to do. I don't know why. So I just wanted to make sure people find you and spell your name right.
You're not the only one. I've dealt with that my whole life. And I used to tell people, you know, it's like Hanna-Barbera, like the cartoons. And then you tell a young person that now, and they look like, at just blank stares.
Yeah, I know what you mean when you say that. So, well, I know that you've got to get back on the road, man, but how about a song in our studio before you head out? What song would you like to do for us today?
I think I'm going to do the first song off this record. It's one that's pretty special to me. I wrote this kind of about my granddad, who I'm named after, and he's a, this is that part of the family's from down around the Lake Jackson area. And so I know the album's called Magnolia, but it is a lot of the whole theme of the album is kind of where I'm from. And I did spend a good bit of my life there, younger part of my life than that part of the world. And this is kind of me doing a kind of walking in his shoes, if you will, and in this day and age, and what it would be like to be living out his career path. So that's kind of where this came from. And definitely I want to give a shout out to Chris Knight for his favorite chord progression. I may have borrowed that from him when writing this song. A lot of people pick up on that, but again, he's one of my favorites, and this is this song turned out really well. I really enjoy it, playing it.
What's the title? Sorry, you got
It is called Gulf Prairie Blues.
Okay, you were into the description so much we forgot to ever say what it was.
Yes. Yeah.
Let's check out this live performance in our studio by Wesley Hanna here on 88.9 KETR.
Well, I was born where the Brazos and the Gulf collide, just a couple of years before my granddaddy died. Went off to college, but it weren't for me, so I moved back to work at the refinery. Breathing that salty air with the DDT smoke from the flare. It seemed like most of the folks that don't get out of here end up strung meth or in the county jail. But I got my name in for the foreman job. I've been here 12 years, think I have a good shot. The call comes in, they give me a chance. I drop the kids off with mama, take my baby to dance. Go Prairie Blues, and if paying my dues, it's a life that I choose. Take a walk in my shoes, eh? One of my cousins went off to find him a high-paying job welding on pipelines. Another one was booked with intent to sell. She'd been in 6 months. I hope she's doing well. Take the boys out fishing in the basin times, but it's been a long while since we wet a line. This promotion comes through and I can catch my breath. I'll drop my baby off shopping, take his boys to fish. Go Prairie Blues, and if paying my dues, it's a life that I choose. Take a walk in these muddy rubber boots, blue collar, clean living paychecks every other Friday. Sometimes I feel like quitting, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
That's called Gulf Prairie Blues. It is found on his album Magnolia. It was just performed live in our studio by Wesley Hanna here on 88.9 KETR. And man, I got to thank you so much for the visit today. I know you, you know, kind of had to take some time out of a trip that you're doing today to stop by, and really appreciate the time. And I want to give you the best wishes in all your endeavors, musical and otherwise. It was great getting to know you, man.
Yes, I appreciate that. Again, thank you for the invitation to come out here in this beautiful part of the country. So I always love stopping and spending a little time when I can.
We'd love to have you back again sometime. So thanks again, man. Have a great day.
Thank you.
He's online at WesleyHANNAMusic.com. And we'd like to thank Wesley again for visiting KETR for that great performance and chat. Please support Notably Texan now with your donation at KETR.org. And thank you so much for listening. I'm Matt Minkie.